Yeah, John, we want to turn now to that developing news story that's unfolding this morning about Sudan's troubled Darfur region, where over 300,000 people have died and more than 2.2 million people have been displaced since the fighting began there 6 years ago. There is word that the Sudanese government has signed a peace agreement with the rebels that could move the war-torn region towards peace. For more on this story, we're joined by the BBC's Karen Allen, who is in Nairobi. Karen, how promising is this deal? Is it going to stop the killing?
Well, I think we need to roll back because it's not really a peace agreement. What it is a statement of intent between two sides that haven't really spoken to each other since 2007. What this does, it is a tentative agreement to pave the way for further talks and possibly begin a process of trying to end the Darfur crisis. What's been agreed at talks in Qatar between the Justice and Equality Movement, one of the most heavily armed and most active of the rebel groups, and the Sudanese government, is to stop attacks on civilians, to allow humanitarian access to so many of the people who are displaced, and also to begin the process of discussions over a prisoner exchange. This isn't a peace deal, as I say, but it is a very important development because what we hope to see in the next couple of weeks is more detailed talks begin, potentially bringing in other sides.
Why now, Karen?
Well, there has been pressure ratcheting up for this particular group to come around the negotiating table with Sudan. Sudan, of course, is dealing with a number of different rebel groups. This is just one of them, but it is the most heavily armed. But also the government of Sudan has come under increasing international pressure to try and cooperate and to try and open dialogue, and at least because there is the International Criminal Court, the possibility of them issuing an arrest warrant against Omar al-Bashir, the president of Sudan, for alleged war crimes in Darfur. Now, we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. There is a lot of speculation that it could be by the end of this month. It could even be, if it happens at all, by the end of this week. But certainly the pressure has been ratcheting up on the Sudanese government to try and cooperate and to try and show early indications that they want to talk peace.
So there are still many, many things that could cause this to unravel. I mean, if these underlying issues aren't resolved, and is there a framework to deal with these issues?
At the moment, there isn't. There's history which reminds us that in 2006, when a peace deal was struck with one of the warring factions, with one of the rebel groups, the SLA Minawi faction, they caused massive fragmentation. So it's not an easy process at all. And because there are now so many different rebel groups involved in the Darfur conflict, bringing them around the negotiating table is going to be hard.
Why have all of these groups begun to splinter, and do they all want different things?
They all want a piece of power, but the key factors that surround all of this, or the common ground, if you like, is access to political power, representation, but also access to some of the very limited resources in Darfur, particularly access to land and water. It is a complex crisis. There are many rebel groups fighting their own fiefdoms. It's ethnically pretty divided. But I think there is a real sense that now that one of the bigger groups has actually come around the negotiating table with the government of Sudan, that things may be moving forward.
So is this any kind of indication as to whether the parties will be forced at some point to give up their weapons?
At this stage, it's too soon to say. In talks that will happen in the next couple of weeks with the Justice and Equality Movement, the talk of a ceasefire is very much at the front of the cards. Talking about giving up weapons totally at this stage, I think, is jumping the gun, if you excuse the pun. I think really at this stage, it's getting all parties together to begin to start building a framework for peace. As I say, there is a peace deal on the table that was there from 2006. I think there is a real sense that needs to be torn up and start again. But I think at this stage, it's too soon to talk about disarming militias.
OK, and how is this going to be enforced?
Well, there is a goodwill gesture at the moment by both sides that they're going to meet in 2 weeks' time. So we'll see in 2 weeks' time whether they do come around negotiating.
All right. The BBC's Karen Allen in Nairobi for us. Thank you.